Okay, all right, it's 3 o'clock AT&T time. Okay, all right. Well. Okay, why don't we call the meeting to order and rise for our invocation. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time today and this facility that City of Ocala has. We just pray for your guidance and wisdom on how best to deal with it and the needs of the aviation community. In your name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Here.
Joe Savage.
Here.
We have four.
Fair. But we got one.
That was fine. We might react to the minutes, right?
All right. Well, the important people here, that's I would consider the minutes of the prior meeting. Do we have any corrections or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
I so move. I'll second it.
All right. Moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
It's passed. Unfinished business, master plan continuation.
We are continuing the master plan.
Yeah.
So we're still working through the comments, trying to dig deep into the system, finding some existing navigation easements in those locations. We're trying to consolidate those and be able to list them appropriately in the master plan. Working some other aspects on the FAA comments, but we're still plugging away.
Okay. Any questions from the board? All right. Airport engineering consultant selection update.
So I went to our purchasing agent downtown in the city, and I went into her office, and I said, you realize tomorrow's board meeting is the third time I have to tell them the RFP has been on your desk for 3 months. And she apologized, and she said that it would work its way out. She was off more than 7 days last week, or last month. I apologize to keep putting it off. I apologize to the galley. We're loaded up with consultants out there desperately waiting to hear word from our RFP, but it's drafted, I swear. It's sitting on her desk. She just hasn't put it in her format and published it yet. All right. I got Jerry selected to be on the selection committee as well. So
okay.
We got everything all taken care of and out of the way. We're just waiting on her to publish it.
Could you give me a timeline?
Well, last month she said it would be mid of March. So I'm just going to keep bugging her every day to make sure it's. If she says 2 weeks, it's still too late. It should be out tomorrow.
Okay, ag and lease opportunities update.
Yeah. The FAA declined a request. It had to go through their purview, and they didn't approve it. While they do allow it to a degree, they claim that you have to be in financial straits in order for them to approve such a use. And I am in the process of drafting my reply, and to tell them that, you know, we're a general aviation airport that just squeaks by every year in the black. And you know, we do everything we can to maintain that and stay in the black.
What are our potential revenue from that being based on the number of acres?
$30,000 a year in cash, but we'll save quite a bit on fuel costs and equipment maintenance, plus our staff time. Instead of being out in the tractor on the field, we'll be on the airfield doing what they should be doing instead of cutting grass around here, interacting with our tenants and ensuring that the airport's running in a safe and efficient manner. So I still think it's a win all the way around. I've advised our potential farmer that it's probably going to eat into his current growing season, but we'll keep pushing through this.
Is there any precedent for it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few airports in Florida that already have. Williston being one.
They're not financial straits, are they?
Well, that's the problem. What exactly is the definition of being in financial straits?
I think they actually...
Is it always in the red, or is it only a little bit in the black, or with... And that's the big problem. Because the FAA, they contradict themselves. They want you to do everything you can to be financially self-sufficient, but you can't do it this way. And I think that we can grow these crops and mitigate any potential hazard. It's far enough away from the runway environment.
Are they worried about birds?
Yeah, we're worried about everything.
Do they cite birds as a problem?
Birds can be a problem, blackbirds especially. We had Environmental Resource Solutions do a mini study, white paper, so to speak, on the issue, and they submitted it to the FAA and backed up my claim that we can mitigate any potential issues. They identified the potential issues and then noted how we could mitigate it, and they couldn't see any reason to deny the request. So, but the FAA is not.
All right. Fuel ops.
Last month, we actually had a pretty decent month. This is just showing the year-to-date numbers. Even last month's fuel flow, we're still about 36% down from the previous year. January really killed us.
Bad weather.
Real bad weather. You know, and as you see in the operations as well, the left side compares is 2013 compared to the right side of 2014. This year, we're 8,900 year to date. This time last year, we were at 9,800, so almost a full 1,000 operations off.
Okay.
And speaking about operations, I put in front of you this Air Traffic Control Tower ranking chart, this big sheet. This depicts all of the control towers in Florida, and you can see Ocala is number 42, just above Brooksville. And Brooksville is the last one. They didn't have a full year under their belt. And we're just behind Leesburg. So we have some catching up.
More touch and goes.
A lot more touch and goes.
Yeah, I just have attract more traffic?
Well, the restaurant keeps getting busier and busier. Just yesterday, we had probably 11 aircraft from Spruce Creek come in for breakfast, and we just have to keep pushing that and getting the word out. That certainly helps quite a bit. How many months was Tailwind down? Two? Three?
A little over three months.
So we lost the... Not that they were attracting a lot of traffic by the end, but still, nonetheless.
You seen any benefit from the restaurant? The increase in fuel sales or sales?
People, no.
People may apply any.
Even if I gave away sales, they really don't need it, but this is where they're coming from, so that's sort of a factor. But it did help just get in touch with us.
Yeah. Right? Also, how are they doing as far as the venue percentage, I assume? So.
Well, I'll never get any kind of
percentage
the way it's written.
And
they're supplying service.
And they're succeeding in your...
They're succeeding, yes.
I'm
asking
for
5 pounds.
Yeah.
I
appreciate that.
All right. People
are moved
to strike.
People are happy with the product. Is that the general?
Yes.
General.
And they're starting to streamline your staff. That had been a couple of people that didn't come staff. I have some staff streamlining that. They're getting handled on it. But definitely a couple of people where they had to wait too long. We've had quite a few days where there's lines waiting for the lobby.
Wow.
They are also expanding their in-flight catering, getting the word out and really pushing hard to do that. I've seen some of the presentations, and it's 100% professional. It looks great. It's perfect for a Challenger, Gulfstream type crew, top notch.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah. A couple other things that aren't on the on the agenda. The FAA just published their part two of their general aviation asset report. If you recall, back in 2012, they came out with the first part, and they identified four new general aviation airport categories: national, regional, local, and basic. They have 2,455 airports classified in those four areas. Ocala ended up being a nationally ranked airport, one of only a very few. But it lacked the criteria to identify where 497 other general aviation airports should fall. So this is part two of that program. They figured out places to put the majority of them. Only a select few will remain unclassified. So you can find that report online at FAA's website if you want to check that out. Personally, I think that it's going to end up probably in the next 5 to 10 years affecting grant money and how the general aviation entitlement money is doled out to the airports. Right now, we get $150,000 a year. Doesn't matter how big of a general aviation airport you are, how small of an airport you are, $150,000. We've been bankrolling that. Next year, we'll have $450,000 available to us, and hopefully that's towards the general aviation terminal infrastructure, the parking lot, get the utilities in place, so they'll be ready to go once we're able to get the majority of grant money to build it. So there's that, the asset report. Florida Department of Transportation is doing their, or updating their economic survey of general aviation airports. So essentially, I reach out to our on-airport tenants, get their basic information, provide that to FDOT. They in turn contact them directly, figure out monetary issues. That way the airport is outside of that decision making and not related to it at all. It gives the report the study a little bit more credibility. The fact that we're not actually, it's an outside source that's collecting the information. So okay, that's underway. And then T-hangers, we have 9 vacancies right now. Which is
unusual.
It is a little unusual, and quite a few of them are the smaller ones, $225 a month hangers. So we're going to get the word out on Facebook and social media. And that seemed to help the last time, and word travels fast, and maybe we'll be able to fill them up here soon. So.
Anybody on the ramp that usually, that's who you tell, someone on the ramp that might want to.
I have 3 dynamic customers who've
been
out of the plane for 1 and 4 years.
Really?
I doubt they'd be interested.
They've just been sitting there for years. What kind of planes are they?
421.
A couple Cessnas. Really? I think there's an Archer or Piper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. In 4 years. I bet they're not current.
No, probably not current. Interesting.
They pay the rent up, aren't they?
Well, 421 hasn't paid in 2 months, and I tried calling him almost 3 months, and their phone's been disconnected.
Who owns that?
I don't know what to do with that.
Who owns that?
A lady, and I can't remember what she did with him, the son guy, the father guy, the uncle guy, the brother guy, they were going to sell it. She was paying pretty steady for, 4 years or so. And all of a sudden, the phone's disconnected, and the lady was kept on.
I might have to bring you a letter.
Get it off the rent.
At least give you some ammunition to try to light a fire under them to do something.
I can't hold.
Well, you can write to the address.
We can put a mechanic's link on it.
Yeah. Something. Storage on you.
Yeah.
The maintenance shop. How's it doing?
I was just talking to Brian right before I came up here, and they have made a decision in Gainesville to do more piston maintenance in Gainesville.
Okay.
So that's good news.
It is.
And I asked him about, contacting the fractionals, and they hired a new sales guy that's supposedly trying to do that. That's just found money to make more money for these fractionals. I mean, they might have to get full scale maintenance on the trucks, but they could change a light bulb or, some of the basic things that they're bringing in other locations. Seem a little bit
Good. Glad I interrupted you.
Well, I was going to ask Tracy to talk a little bit about Avgas, some of the issues that she's been having.
Yeah. First, is there a fuel problem, Jake?
Other than city council approved the contract, and we're waiting on a bond letter and final approval from the FAA on the site, and that takes a couple more weeks to get that. We're moving forward.
Avgas is, for months now, having problems getting it. And then when you do get it, you're paying freight wherever. You never know where you're going to get it. I'm very lean right now on Avgas and trying to hold out till Saturday so I can get it from airplanes, which is still higher than freight, but better than getting it from North Georgia, Texas, or some places in New York sometimes if they've had furnished for it before. So I'm doing what I can to keep prices down as much as I can. Like I said, we're very lean right now. I'm making it until Saturday.
Can I mention somebody ran out of games?
Internet's ran out of JetBlue. Okay. I don't know why they ran out of JetBlue. It was JetBlue. So they couldn't afford to buy any, or they just didn't even queue, or there's no reason for running out of JetBlue. I mean, I actually paid a little bit extra because we were on Sunday last week. But because we needed it.
The past couple of weekends have been outstanding out here with the HIDS program coming to a close.
It's been unbelievable. I want to take time to thank the tower. You guys have been awesome. I've been calling in and saying, hey, send the golf streets or city ramps and you put that tight on, just give a heads up before coming in. They've been great. And Matt's guys too have helped us a lot. They've actually been out there helping us with running stuff around. And some of the base customs, like there was one day Alvaro was up there driving the guys in that brand new golf stream up to their plane. I was up there playing a weird jet out, and I see Alvaro go by with the pilot. Thank you. It's been a bit crazy, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of traffic for the sale.
The sale, the final day hits them on Monday. Yeah. And then plus Stronics have a private sale of his office. I think a lot of we were late Monday night because the incident didn't start till 6.
I had to go through Las Vegas on the way to where I was going, and man, what a busy place that is. Mm-hmm. A lot of sweet looking planes out there on the general aviation ramp.
Did you see the all white 737s with the red stripe on it?
I didn't. That was a particular one.
Area 51.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Who? What is
they
that?
Go to Area 51. They leave Vegas and they go to Area 51 with their load of scientists, or whatever, and then they come back.
What is Area 51? I'm sorry.
That's where it's supposed to be.
The UFOs are still
right. Oh, okay.
It doesn't exist. That's why we haven't heard of it.
We've added two more locations to Landmark Seattle. I fell in field about Galvin. And just last week, we were at Atlantic City. And Atlantic City is huge because we're doing all the airline and NGA there, including baggage handling, ticketing, and fueling, and connection from the airport in Atlantic City. So it's a big operation.
And you're stuck here in the low locale.
So since Tracy mentioned the fact that I gained 5 pounds on record, since you brought up Atlantic City, I have to advise everybody that my mom grew up in Atlantic City when it was very much different, and she was actually Miss Atlantic City back in the 50s.
Oh, right. So that's where you get your good looks from, right? All right, what else you got? Anything else, Matt?
That's my report.
Okay, board members, you have anything? Any questions, comments? Right? Mm-hmm. Any comments from members of the audience? Terry, how's it going?
We're hanging in there.
That's what your partner says all the time. Hanging in there.
We're still here.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. The rest of you guys are consultants. All right. Welcome. Sorry there wasn't more to tell you.
We'll tell you.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn.
I so moved.
I'll second. Thank you.
What's the fellow's name that town has?
Howard Burnham.
Jeez, just if I can remember.
He used to call Dale Maple Cliff, but I don't think it is anymore.
All right.
Don't you party? Testing, one.
Yeah, but, okay. Call him up.
So meeting to order and rise for the invocation.
Yeah.
All right. Heavenly Father, we gather again in the freest country in the world. We pray your continued blessings upon us. Give us wisdom in this meeting and help us make wise decisions for the benefit of the city of Ocala and the citizens and users of this fine facility. In your name we pray. Amen. And I pledge to the...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Larry Crawford's out.
Here.
Terry McCallum.
Here.
Howard Wessler.
Here.
Jeff Savage.
Here.
We have four.
All right, next on the agenda is the consideration of last month's minutes, of the meeting last month. Have any additions or corrections?
I move we accept the minutes.
Yeah, such a motion to accept the minutes. Have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Unfinished business. Airport engineering consultant selection update. First of all, where is Matt?
Mike.
Oh, Mike, okay.
Where? So, first is the airport engineering consultant, Tiffany Campbell. She supposed to have a presentation for us today.
Presentation, the bottom line is that we are drafting the architect engineer qualification statement. It will be a letter of interest that's put out. Some of the samples that we had to follow were actually using the incorrect federal circular. So I was hoping that, I don't know if anybody knows of one that was released recently that has the correct circular. Is everyone aware that it's supposed to be circular 157, federal circular 157? I don't know how much you know about this type of selection process.
No.
Well, it follows very closely to the CCNA statute in Florida, which is the Consultant Competitive Negotiations Act. So there's the PROS Act, which we have to select them. We have to have a letter of interest. The firms come back and give us a, we have to fill out this huge federal form also, which is a little different than what we do in Florida. They don't have this big form. So they fill out this form, and as long as they pass this vetting process through the form, then we have a selection process we'll do, depending on how many letters that we receive back, we may end up having a long list shortlist. At that point, a long list will be developed, and then we will go into shortlist of the three top firms. The three top firms we will have presentations with, depending on the selection, how they decide if it's going to be. Usually a 45-minute presentation, and then they're looking at 20 minutes of a Q&A session. So that's the way that will be handled. Matt has a list of projects that are a considerable list of different projects. He was thinking about splitting them up. He was thinking about having, we'll take our top three consultants and we'll award contracts to two of them. He was hoping to split them out and say one consultant would do one list, another consultant would do the other list. I don't know that that's actually a good idea to do that. The way you would normally do it is you would issue two continuing contracts for a certain amount of time to those engineers. And then as the projects came up to be ready to design or whatever that they were doing for you, you would assign them based upon workload or even your number one consultant obviously might have better skills in a particular area than the other consultant would be. So when you award to consultants like that, I would say that we should just award the projects as they come up based upon availability and what their strongest. Anybody have any questions about selection or anything like that? Evaluation committee, we have three PEs on staff at the city. We're going to have them, we're going to have Matt. I do believe we're going to ask the one airport board member.
That was already, yeah.
Okay. And maybe Mark might know.
Tiffany, I have a question. This has been on our agenda forever. When's that going to be done?
Well, that question is probably a fair question. However, I asked Matt specifically if he had any projects that were pending, and he said no. So that's the reason why it wasn't put on the front and center.
What's your estimate?
He's supposed to be trying to get Gainesville's selection package so that he can feel comfortable. And the other thing that he has done is he reached back to the FAA and he asked them if they would provide kind of the federalized clauses that they want to see in our selection. That's actually pretty critical. So they haven't gotten back to him. As soon as I have those federalized clauses, I can go check it together.
Any one of you consultants have one you've gone through recently that?
Yeah.
How about Sharon?
Yeah. I mean, is there anybody?
What local entity airport are you aware of that would be similar?
You would feel like to say Daytona or something like that. So they had one out there that tended to look too
complete. Yeah, I don't think it's
that is that the way.
Okay. So you're thinking Gainesville might be a good one and
Daytona.
How would she find it?
I can contact who's got it.
Oh, we've tried. It's not available on there. And even Matt called them, and they, I don't know what the on that.
Why is it not available to you? So it should be a public document.
It's not posted on the website.
Oh, well, then I'll
maybe take it down. How long ago was it out there?
Oh, Daytona was last November.
Naples.
Naples?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe Naples I can get. So you're all familiar with filling out this big circular in here. It's required for any federal funding project. It's just a circular. It has to be included as an attachment.
It's all that stuff there. Yeah, just standard.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
That's it.
That's just what you fill out. You know, he sent me Charlotte and Sea Grants, and they all had the wrong one. I don't know.
You don't have to use the 330. Yeah. You can ask. The form you want to see resumes and project experience is not in the 330 form.
So, to your knowledge, it does not have to be in the 330 form.
Yeah. So, the value in having a format is that all firms stay in the same format.
Very happy
that applications can be not KCEs or things side by side rather than
get it that way.
Yeah, and you told us to submit their own format.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the format that we'll follow then. And so, Jillian will give you one.
Yeah,
that's
something I don't know.
So, I should tell you how it's a secret. All right. I'll let you talk amongst yourselves and maybe you can help out. So, do you have some direction then? That Naples sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, Naples and the land.
All right. Good.
Yeah, again, the land may not be the one thing I'm not going to do. Our study, we kind of worked on this along the last several months.
Okay.
The land has a 330
stuff. All right. Anything else you want the board to know about this?
No, I would suspect I'll have to Matt a draft for him to take a look at within the next 2 weeks. What is this, April 20th? I would say
24th.
No later than the Kentucky Derby.
So. All right. All right, we're going to hold you to that.
Okay. 5 o'clock post time, the first.
Okay, moving on to agricultural lease opportunities update.
Not much information here. Matt has been in contact with the FAA. And gotten a little more sympathetic to the area. Still talking about it, but there is a consideration to let a small test area be done and see how that impacts the wildlife and so forth. No decision to pay on that yet. Hopefully by next week, we'll have some concrete on that.
All right, next is our training.
Matt asked me to put together a small little presentation, just information for you guys. Over the last couple of months, the Cal Fire Rescue has made a presentation to City Council once on the ARV training in the airport. They've included us in some of the promotional tests and so forth for drivers and some chiefs coming up. So some of the information I've given to them, he's asked me to provide to you guys, just briefly go through it, just kind of describe some of the things that the airport's required to do. I put a sheet in front of you guys here that's pretty much the same bullet points that I've passed out to all of them. I'm not going to go line item by line item, but I'll just kind of brief over some of the more important ones. The airport is a Part 139 certificated airport, air carrier, commercial airport. Under that, we are a Class 4 airport, Index A. Index A being the smallest index that's required for emergency services, but we do meet Index B. I always stress that when I talk to the fire department or anybody decision-making capabilities. All these airlines that fly these sports teams in here, they require us to have Index B capabilities. That's pretty much just a foam and water mixture on the truck that's required, how much they have to carry. But that is one thing that they ask for every time. If we didn't have that Index B, they wouldn't be flying us up to here. So that is very important. The fire department's kind of looking towards maybe a new truck here in the next couple of years. I know they're reaching out and doing some stuff with surplus and some of the military operations. So we really are trying to push to keep that Index B truck. Surrounding airports, they do not have to meet these regulations. I listed them all there. Leesburg, that's probably the one everybody knows the most because they do have an ARF unit on that field, but they're not a certified airport. This year, Leesburg actually came up here and joined us when we did our live burn training. They actually sent the entire fire department over 3 days to join us just to get certified. It was kind of interesting going back and forth to them and hearing all the conversations and so forth. Air carrier operations for 2013, we only had 35 all year long. That includes the horse charters, the honor flight, sports team charters. We had a couple of military charters. Some training ops with the 737, and then requested the ER team to come out and stand by for it. The horse charter is a unique one. Coletta Airlines actually operates under the certificate that requires this, but they got an exemption from the FAA where they don't really have to have the fire department standing by. I'm not sure how that happened, but the fire department still does do it as a courtesy to them, especially with the horses being to the local community and so forth. This year, in 2014, we're expecting 7 charters, hopefully. There's 7 home games for the Florida Gators. All the teams appear to be pretty far away, so hopefully we can get all those flights. We won't know that until more towards the end of summer, coming into the fall. As far as the revenues from all those flights, the most basic things, we receive ground handling for Landmark, fuel sales, we get the landing fees, equipment rentals, air stairs that we bought a few years ago. We do charge when they use those. Belt loaders, as they come in, if they need those, Landmark will charge for those. And overnight parking fees and so forth. On the bottom of the first page there, I just listed out pretty much the incidents on the airport, alert 2s and 3s, since the tower has been open since 2010. This is all your crashes and standbys that had to come out. As you can tell, they've all pretty much been GA-sized aircraft. We haven't had any type of emergency, any type of air carrier. A couple weeks ago, obviously, the one that happened right here on the field, I got that listed there at the top. As far as training, the training is what really takes up the majority of the time for all of us. The FAA is pretty stringent on what they require of these guys. They actually have to go through a 40-hour class before they can even be considered ARF certified. They did that several years ago and have documentation for all the firefighters. Then every year they do the live burn here at the airport. That's where you see them bringing that big unit down there and set it up, and also the entire fire department through there, just to make sure everybody's certified on it. And above all that, the FAA has to go through 11 subject areas every year, just pretty much recurrent training. And we as the airport, we split that up with the fire department. We do half of it at the airport, they pretty much do half at the stations. That way it gets them on the airport, gets them familiar with the area, and they're not just coming out here and wants to remember. Ocala Fire Rescue right now has committed 12 firefighters that are certified ARF. They guarantee one of those 12 guys in that truck at all times. Either standbys, crashes, whatever it might be.
they actually sign off on those documents, give us for the FAA. We had a very good working relationship with them, thanks. So, it's a lot of work, but after having a few weeks ago, it's working.
That Cessna 310 crashed out of 38, that was a bigger plane than a 310. Probably like a 441 or something.
No, that was a 340.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was the president of Ocala Regional.
And that actually happened in the county across the street, but still Ocala responded with the yard truck.
And for the record, the cut of the ground loop was not me.
I was trying.
I know who it was, but I will not say. Other than it was not I.
Any questions?
Okay. Fuel and ops.
Fuel and ops, fuel deliveries. For the month of March, Avgas, 15,000, it's up 29% from last year, and the jet was 85,000 gallons, up 24%. Tracy made me aware today. That's kind of skewed just by where they get the load of the fuel. They actually had one come in at the end of the month for a boat jet and Avgas. So that kind of makes it jump up a little bit there. But overall, looks like we're up about 6.1% for the year for fuel sales. Horse charter has been coming in quite a bit lately, taking a lot of fuel, so it's really been helping out this week. They're taking a lot of fuel.
Super. All right.
Operations. For the month of March, we had 4,900 operations. That's down about 7% from last year for the month of March. And overall, for the year, we're actually still down about 7% so far. Something we need to start working on and hopefully increase a little bit. Hope it gets even a little better.
Okay. Any questions about fuel and ops? Are there any persons wishing to appear on you gentlemen? Have you seen any comments before?
Nothing before.
How's the restaurant doing?
Good.
Good. Happy. Be happy, that's more important. Mm-hmm. Is the owner happy? Is he?
Yes.
He's out there.
Food's good.
Food's good. Food's good. All right. All right. Anybody wishing to appear who's not on the agenda, that would be no. Any comments of individual board members? Yes, Gary.
I had a discussion with Tracine about this, so it's not new to her, but it's my understanding that under the lease, we have to have a mechanic shop on the field, and the reason I was so quick to respond to the crash the other day is I had taken off and got a battery light that came on when I was flying in IFR weather, so I thought I'd better come back and check it. And I will say that I was very disappointed in the fact that the shop over here does not meet what I consider a shop. I had no way to test the battery, no real way to test the alternator. I thought the mechanics were fine, they were good, knowledgeable. But more concerning was the fact that they don't stock batteries. And I did a little research on it, and it would require a shop to stock approximately 3 to 4 batteries to cover most general aviation aircraft. It's something that kept me from going to Atlanta, and the trip I needed to make. But they told me the earliest I could get a battery would be Tuesday, and this was a Friday. So I can just imagine passing through Ocala land to have lunch maybe and have a battery or fan belt problem, even a blown out tire. And if they stock no parts, I don't consider what they've got next door as being sufficient. Without having read the lease, I just wanted to bring that up to the board as something maybe we want to tour the shop, see what kind of parts inventory they have. I feel certain the mechanics are fine, but it's something I'm just not very happy about at the moment. And don't think short of... I've actually had these incidents happen over the years at Palm Beach, at Sarasota. And I was always able to replace replace a battery or fan belt or whatever the case may be. Back when suppose probably Jason Henry had a shop here, a fluid tire, he had a tire. These are things I feel like are part of an active shop. Certain parts for, not all, but most general aviation aircraft. And something I would like the board to follow up on. I think I had suggested to Tracy that if they weren't financially able to, as part of Landmark's lease, they should, you know, stock the parts or something. And of course, she wasn't willing to do that. So it's something that's very upsetting to me.
So the current mechanical operations are sublease.
Right.
And pardon the stupid question, I'm a new guy on the block here. And Randy, you may know the answer as being an attorney. What does Landmark's lease require them to do from a maintenance standpoint?
It's pretty, man, I have
pretty, that's pretty general.
Very general.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say you have to have certain items in or the ability to do this or that.
No, it's not that detailed.
What about your sublease to these guys? Is it just?
I call the same right here at the airport too.
Yeah, just here.
Yeah, it goes in front of the airport board and city council for approval, which you did.
Yeah. What's the, did you take Jerry's complaint to them about not stopping?
Yeah, I thought Brian was going to be here today. I asked him to be here to address this. But.
I actually called, I didn't realize Ron Dudley wasn't around, so I called Ron's number. So they answered up in Gainesville, and they informed me that Ron was no longer there. But I did speak to Stacy, I think her name may have been.
Yeah.
And she was, very pleasant, but it still didn't get me to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I think it looks bad for the city of Ocala, the airport. If you're a visitor passing through Ocala, and you don't want to get stranded here for 3 or 4 days because either they're not properly funded or properly stocked. I mean, very, very worst case, I would be willing to accept as if they stocked it in Gainesville and were able to drive it down from Gainesville to Ocala.
They didn't stock it in Gainesville. Well, that's an interesting question of what is the minimum standards of a
repair shop,
mechanic, an A&P shop.
Well, putting it another way, if Landmark were up for a lease, I wouldn't be approving of them if it was my choice because of that issue.
Is Matt aware of this problem?
No, I haven't had a chance to speak to Matt. I thought he'd be here today, so I thought I'd bring it up.
It's been great to see what comes out next month.
I'll look into it. I'll bring it up to them.
Well, I think it just takes cooperation either from the sublet person or Landmark to put the pressure on it. But, as an example, I'll probably end up taking my plane back somewhere else to have an annual, so it's going to cost them an annual at the very least.
I would think an airport this size needs to be able to accommodate something. I have a mechanical problem on Merritt Island, surprising how that. And I had one little dinky runway. They took care of it in the shop, put the electrical, they're not gone. That's human.
Yeah. When you're, imagine if the same thing happens and you're out of town.
Well, when I was going back and forth to the Bahamas, I actually bought a spare tire and wheel to carry over with me. I didn't want to have a shot from Miami fly over.
That would probably be better.
I had that too.
Okay.
Yep. I know what it's like to be stuck. I have a Cirrus, an engine probe, a temp probe that was giving me a false reading, and they replaced it down there at Miami on a Sunday. That was tack air down there, whatever they're calling it. But, all right. Minutes noted. Complaint of board member about the mechanic shop.
Let it reflect that I have no issue with the mechanics themselves.
But yeah, just the inventory and the equipment. Okay. Any other comments of board members? We have a motion to adjourn.
Try some.
Chuck's good at that. Second. All right. All in favor? We're Thank you.
Allie, tell me some lies.
I need to see you.
I love that. I thought I looked at it. I said, man, that is a good one.